What happens when the person who vowed to cherish you becomes the one you fear most? Alice Feeney's psychological thriller pulls us into the crumbling marriage of best-selling author Grady Adams and investigative journalist Abby. On what should be his most triumphant day, making the New York Times bestseller list, Grady sits alone in their empty house, waiting for Abby to return with their celebratory fish and chips. Their once passionate relationship has cooled to distant politeness. He writes books at home with his dog Columbo, while she pursues dangerous stories about men who harm women. When Abby calls to say she's stopping to help a woman lying in the road, Grady protests urgently. Minutes later, she vanishes, leaving behind only her phone, handbag, and a creepy doll with sewn-shut lips. A year passes with no answers, and Grady's life disintegrates into a haze of insomnia and writer's block until his agent offers an unexpected lifeline, a remote writing cabin on the mysterious Isle of Amberley in Scotland. Imagine a place where birds never fly and graves wait empty. The Isle of Amberley emerges from Scottish mist like something from a nightmare. 6 miles long, 5 miles wide, with only 25 residents and a ferry that runs on its own mysterious schedule. As Grady crosses with his dog, he glimpses something impossible, a woman in a bright red coat who looks exactly like his missing wife, vanishing before he can reach her. The island seems designed to disorient. A map marks, "You are not here," and the residents, almost all women, watch him with unsettling intensity. His cliff-edge writing cabin is suspiciously immaculate for an abandoned property. "People always see ghosts on this island," warns Sandy, the ferry captain and sheriff. That first night, Grady discovers small bones arranged like a hand under the floorboards, and something even more tempting: the legendary 10th manuscript of famous author Charles Whittaker, supposedly never completed. The hidden manuscript proves irresistible. After reading it in one fevered night, Grady faces a moral dilemma amid crushing debt, a stalled career, and creative drought. The solution seems obvious: claim this masterpiece as his own. "The book started as Charles Whittaker's story," he justifies, "but I transformed it into something I believe is my own, perhaps even better." As he adapts the manuscript, disturbing incidents multiply. Someone enters his cabin repeatedly, leaving newspaper articles written by his missing wife about women who suffered male violence. A face appears at his window. The bones beneath his floorboard vanish. Most unsettling are 12 identical children's graves labeled the Children of the Mist, alongside a freshly dug empty one. Reality and paranoia blur as Grady races to finish his novel, titled Beautiful Ugly, after a location on the island map, desperate to escape this increasingly threatening place. Haven't you ever wondered what happens to women who disappear? The island's residents form a peculiar community. Cora runs the corner shop in green attire, Sandy operates the ferry and serves as sheriff, Midge shares Sandy's home, Reverend Melody leads the church, and Arabella runs the pub. All wear identical silver thistle rings as Isle of Amberley Trust members who will do anything to protect the island. At dinner in Sandy and Midge's decaying mansion, Midge reveals all residents sought a new beginning and a different end. The island's tragedy unfolds. 13 children drowned in Darkside Cave years ago, causing an exodus and a perceived curse preventing new births. Even the landscape holds secrets. Islanders killed all birds in 1888 after woodpeckers damaged the sacred redwoods. "The trees now take care of the islanders," Sandy insists ominously, "and we take care of the trees." Meanwhile, Grady's paranoia grows as someone watches from the forest. He hears his wife's voice on a broken telephone and discovers a grave bearing his name. After 6 weeks of obsessive writing, Grady finishes his stolen manuscript and celebrates with a drive in Charles's Land Rover. In thick fog along the cliff road, he hits a woman in a red coat lying beside a twisted bicycle. As the fog clears, he's shocked to recognize his missing wife, Abby. When she opens her eyes, she demands, "Who the fuck are you?" Despite looking exactly like his wife, except for brown eyes instead of blue, she introduces herself as Aubrey and claims to have lived on the island as long as she can remember, running a pottery business called Beautiful Ugly for almost a year, coinciding with Abby's disappearance. At her studio, Grady notices differences: tanner skin, longer wavy hair, thinner frame. When she mentions being married to Travers, the island's tree doctor, Grady is devastated to learn Travers is actually a woman. Oddly, the photo on the Beautiful Ugly pottery pamphlet isn't of Abby at all, though the woman he met was certainly his wife. Has he lost his mind, or is something more sinister happening? Grady receives an urgent letter from his agent Kitty warning about the island's residents. Simultaneously, escape routes disappear, the ferry suspended for mechanical issues, his Land Rover out of fuel, and fishing boats gone. He overhears islanders discussing his erratic behavior and what to do about him. In the old phone box library, he discovers shelves filled exclusively with his own novels. Using the working phone, he reaches Kitty, who frantically tells him to get off that island immediately before disconnecting. That evening, drawn by singing, Grady finds the island's women gathered in church. Sandy appears at the pulpit, alive despite her reported disappearance, accusing him of stealing Charles's manuscript and leaving her to drown. As the women depart, Abby, his missing wife, enters, saying, "I think we need to talk." At her cottage, she reveals Amberlee's history as a sanctuary for female trauma survivors, explaining she grew up here after surviving a tragedy in Darkside Cave. When Grady asks what she was running from, she answers simply, "You." The final revelation stuns Grady. Abby accuses him of attempted murder. At his cabin, his agent Kitty awaits, revealing herself as Abby's godmother. Grady confesses he tried to kill Abby after finding a pregnancy test. He'd secretly had a vasectomy and assumed infidelity. The truth devastates him. Abby had undergone IVF because she wanted children despite his objections. After surviving the cliff fall, she found refuge on Amberlee Island, where the community helped her rebuild. They had been observing Grady as their experiment. Kitty offers him a choice: stay as their resident writer, publishing Charles's ideas with proceeds going to the trust, or face consequences. A year later, Grady seems adapted to island life. He keeps a Robin matchbox and has hidden a plea for help in his latest novel. After taking sedatives, he dreams of Abby whispering, "I hope you die in your sleep," their old saying that once meant, "I love you." He wakes in darkness. His final match reveals he's buried alive in a coffin lined with his books as Abby's voice repeats those final words over the walkie-talkie.